And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Herdo. Hey, he didn't say anything this time.
I'm excited.
Oh, he's excited. He doesn't sound
it. I was hooping and hollering.
And Eric Reinert and the lovely Kathleen behind the window. Look, they're closing the drapes now. He's not waiting till tonight.
Oh, okay. It actually looks like that on the stream
because
you can't really see very much. It just
you he's kind of leaning over.
He's leaning over.
Eric and Kathleen don't really stop because he has a secret closed circuit camera.
Oh, and real Bruce Wayne says hi, Kathleen.
Oh, really?
And people they want to know what Eric is eating.
Kathleen, your hair looks a little different. Looks really nice. Did you style it differently? Oh,
yeah, it's blonder.
It's blonder.
Oh, it looks great. Eric, how do you like it?
I love it.
Come on, show her some love, will you?
Not that much love. Okay, not on the stream.
That.
Thank you. Wow,
okay.
It's PG.
Well, that's that song bringing us in from our break is the NFL theme for CBS, Posthumous Zone.
By the way, I'm eating chicken and beef from local Chico's over here.
Was that good? Is that good? It is good, isn't it? And this hour, is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive, 3310 East Thomas Road in Phoenix. Give them a call at 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Tell them I said hi. Great, great guy, honest, with integrity. That's what you want in a mechanic. He's my mechanic. Back to you, Joseph.
And also, remember, find us on stream, stre.am/breakradioshow on your PC, or you can download the stream app. By the way, you can also participate and interact with us. Frank G1 says Carolina will win tomorrow. That's Frank G1's prediction. What's yours? But right now, we're going to find out another prediction from filmmaker Rhett Grammetbauer. He's made this movie called 25,000 Miles to Glory that comes out a little bit later this year. He visited all the different NFL stadiums, and we are going to talk with him right now. Rhett, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Fantastic. So first of all, we got to get this out of the way. Who's going to win tomorrow?
You know, I kind of think Denver will, because everybody else is betting on Carolina, and anytime that happens, usually the other team wins. So hopefully for Broncos fans, they get a win tomorrow.
Well, Denver, the sentimental favorite for sure, with Peyton Manning, maybe, I guess it was last year. But I'm going to root for Denver as well. I don't like what they did to our Arizona Cardinals, the Panthers, last week.
Yeah, and of course.
Yeah, that was kind of a brutal game, wasn't it?
Oh, my God, that was horrible. Horrible.
Yeah. It was brutal. And someone else on our stream is saying, Denver, they are playing at sea level, hashtag science. So.
Sea level.
Yeah, sea level.
Hashtag science.
So they'll be getting extra oxygen in their lungs.
Yes. That one. All right. Well,
that's if it's in Denver, it would be.
No, mile high. The higher you are, the less oxygen.
Yeah. But it's sea level in San Francisco.
Oh, speaking of the mile high.
So they'll play better is what he's saying, I believe.
Right. Yes, that's what he's saying.
I think so.
But so let's hear a little bit about 25,000 Miles to Glory. Rhett, I understand this movie's going to be coming out in the fall.
Yeah, it's going to be released in August. With the beginning of next football season. So the film will be on iTunes and all the other VOD platforms, thanks to Gravitas Ventures. And I've actually written a book about the experience as well that's going to be published at the same time.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Okay. Well, we're definitely going to have to keep everyone tuned, you know, about the book and the movie's release. We want to do that. Tell us about 25,000 Miles to Glory. I said you basically visited all the different NFL stadiums, right?
Yeah, we went to actually 32 games. There's 31 stadiums. We did it in 16 weeks using a 1967 VW bus that I named Hail Mary. And so the documentary is about the experience of going from stadium to stadium and meeting all the fans from the different teams and kind of just living a day in the life of a Broncos fan or a Panthers fan or whoever we were visiting. And just taking a look inside their life. And there's some really, really interesting characters that we were fortunate enough to meet. And hopefully that comes across in the film.
And what encouraged you to make, are you a football fan or were you, or what encouraged you to make this particular documentary?
Well, I grew up in what I would consider the golden era of the NFL in the late 70s and 80s and even the early 90s, when it was a truly special time for the NFL. And I saw all these old stadiums on television growing up, and I understood that they were going away, and there were a few left, and I was, you know, at a time in my life where I had very little to lose and just decided to stick my oar in the water and see how far we could paddle around the country. But I thought the story of the fans needed to be told, and I also thought, you know, I don't come from a lot of money. I don't have a lot of advantages, and I think seeing somebody live a dream like visiting every NFL stadium could be a powerful piece of encouragement for anybody else trying to live a dream.
That's really quite incredible. Did you contact the National Football League to get help with your journey there? And if you did, what did they do?
So it was quite interesting because in 2011, we actually filmed something. I had an idea to film a pilot for a television show. The Super Bowl was in Dallas, and I knew a lot of people involved with it. So I wanted to do a travel show centered around the Super Bowl. And one of the interviews we got was the founder of NFL Films, Steve Sable, who started it years ago. We had a sit-down interview with him, and unfortunately, I think it was his last sit-down interview, because shortly after that, he was diagnosed with a brain tumor and passed away. So fast forward a year later, the NFL calls me and wants to see that interview, and I gladly handed over to him. And then I just emailed his secretary and said, hey, after she had offered to give me a tour of the NFL Films in New Jersey, I said, hey, here's my bus, here's what I want to do. And she put it in touch with an executive producer there. So NFL Films actually followed us to about 8 or 10 locations, took their own footage, and then put it on as part of their NFL Films Presents at the end of the year.
Well, that's amazing. Did you get to meet any of the top people at each stadium, some of the owners of the teams and management, or was it you're sort of on your own?
Well, we were on our own, and I kind of wanted to shy away from the people that are in the spotlight to begin with and kind of cast it on to the actual fans who pay the money and go year after year and live and die with their teams. But we did manage to find ourselves in the Cleveland Browns organization and the Browns backers and how phenomenal of an organization and the following that team has. And learned that at the time they had a fan group on all 7 continents and at least one in every state. So,
oh, wow.
It's truly an incredible story. And the night we were there, it was a Thursday night against the Bills, and they beat the Bills on, it was a really good game. And it was like Cleveland had just won the Super Bowl. Wow. You know, that town celebrates football like few others in the league.
Yeah.
Isn't that's Johnny Manziel's town now, isn't it?
I hear he's going to be moving out shortly.
Yeah, I think he's had some issues. Well, he's always had some issues, but highly profiled young man, no doubt. So is that your team? What is your team? Who is your team, actually?
Well, I grew up with the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, can't go wrong there.
Yeah, well, according to everybody else, you can't go wrong, but you kind of get a thick skin when you're a Cowboys fan. And I had numerous people tell me my favorite teams are their team and whoever's playing the damn Cowboys. So that was an enlightening experience for sure.
Yeah. Well, if anyone is just now joining us here on Breakthrough Entertainment Super Bowl special on 1480 KPHX, we are speaking with filmmaker Rhett Grammetbauer about his film 25,000 Miles to Glory. It comes out later this year. You can also join us on stream, stre.am/breakradioshow, where you can participate in our conversation. If you have any questions for Rhett, be sure to let us know, and we'll forward them on to him. So I'm curious, Rhett, since you spent time with the fans of all the teams, would you say what similarities and what differences, or at least what would you say defines a Broncos fan and also a Panthers fan?
The Panthers fans were very interesting that we interviewed because they pointed out that this is really the first time that they've ever had generations of fans because they were an expansion team. And so how important that is into continuing the legacy of the actual team. So that was interesting to me. And then the Broncos fans have enjoyed, you know, a great history of winning, and they used to have Mile High Stadium and Barrel Man. And so the Orange Crush. It's a contrast of really two different types of teams in the NFL. One with a long history where it's been passed down through generations, and they're very proud. And then Carolina is kind of the newer kid on the block, and with Cam Newton and giving the balls to all the kids, that's kind of building that generational thing with the Panthers fans.
Oh, excellent.
So, of all the stadiums you've been to, and which is all of them, which name the top three that you thought, first of all, was the most conducive to fans watching, and then maybe the one that just was just ridiculously outstanding, regardless of the fans, just had so many amenities and so on. So what was the most fan-friendly, you think, stadiums?
I kind of like Cleveland. I like Buffalo. Denver was fantastic. And then for the older stadiums, I like Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego. I thought that was a great environment.
Which may be going away. Like, maybe not the stadium, but the team.
The team, yeah.
Maybe to L.A.
That's sad to me, too, because once you visit the people of San Diego, it would kill the city to lose their team. So hopefully they stay.
Well, speaking of teams going away, did you manage to visit the new Rams Stadium?
It's Hollywood Park still.
I have not, but I have it. It's on the list for next year for sure.
Oh yeah, once they build it, and I've been to Jack Murphy Stadium too in San Diego, and it's a nice stadium. I think the San Diego State University plays there as well, I believe. And
I believe so. Yeah,
yeah, and that's where I actually saw it, but. How about
Glendale?
Well, no, I was going to mention Dallas in Irving, Texas. I hear that's phenomenal.
It is phenomenal. It's kind of sensory overload. And when I want to go to a stadium and enjoy a game, it's the people and the environment around the stadium and not necessarily the stadium itself. So hands down, Dallas would be the best stadium in the NFL.
I bet.
Glendale is extremely nice. And it's really cool how they can take the entire field out and put it back in. And, it's a great experience. The unique thing about, Glendale was when we were there, the Rams were playing, and this was before, of course, they relocated. And there were Los Angeles Rams fans that went every year to that game to see their team play.
Is that right? Wow.
And at that time it was probably, and Arizona was, in the playoffs or threatening to make the playoffs. And there were probably, you know, a third were Rams fans there. So they just looked at it as a 20-year vacation for their team. And come to find out, they were right, I guess.
That's just too wild. I know. Now, here's the most important question of all. This is the top number one question surveyed by the fans. All right, I'm kidding on that. the best food. What stadium has the best food and why?
That's something I don't know because we were always too broke to actually buy more than peanuts.
Oh, darn
it. I will tell you the Texans have a really great tailgate. The Raiders, we tailgated in the Black Hole tailgate. They have some great, great tacos and great people there as well. So those were probably my two favorite samplings of actual tailgate food.
So, Rhett, are you going to be out at the Super Bowl this year? Are you in San Francisco?
I'm not in San Francisco. I am going to hold off until the movie comes out and the book is published, and then we will be at the Super Bowl next year in Houston. So it's much closer for me from Austin to Houston than having to go out to San Francisco.
Wow, that's exciting. So how did you come up with this idea to actually make a movie?
Well, I was a PhD student at LSU at the time, and I wanted to study why sports fans had this relationship with their teams when it's kind of a one-sided deal. You know, you can't actually meet the Dallas Cowboys. There's no one person. And so I just wanted to interview them and kind of do a study of what it is that makes people tick and why they do the things they do. We interviewed people that are huge face painters. And we interviewed all the way to people that don't even go to the game. They just root for the team on the couch. So it was kind of interesting the reasons why people pick the teams they pick and the links they go to show their devotion to the team. So that's that's kind of how I did it. Now, why I did it with the VW bus is still a question I ask myself, because it led to many different trials and sleeping in the bus and being on the side of the road. So I might question that, but that was interesting for sure.
Yeah. Now, are you familiar with that huge VW bus? I've seen it around Phoenix sometimes.
It goes to, what is that, Coachella or Burning Man or something out there. Yeah, it'd be cool to ride in that. One of the reasons why I picked a VW bus was I wanted to be able to pack a lot of stuff in a vehicle without having to drive like an RV. So, and I think that gets like 6 miles to the gallon or something like that. So that would have eaten into our budget for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, so final question. First of two final questions. What are you going to be doing then tomorrow during the Super Bowl?
I'm going to be watching it and hoping that it comes down to the Broncos being down by like 2 points and Peyton Manning has the ball and he has to drive him down inside 2 minutes and either score a touchdown or kick a winning field goal and ride off into the sunset.
Wasn't that the John Elway scenario years ago?
Yeah, well, there's some parallels, you know. Yeah. John Elway's the GM of the team, so
yeah,
maybe he'll get that opportunity.
Yeah. That'd be cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and so now, of course, we're going to make sure that we let our listeners know when the movie's coming out, when the book. So I hope that you'll keep in touch with us, Rhett. But in the meantime, how can our listeners find you or follow you and the movie?
Sure. It just go to NFLroadtrip.com. And that will be the website for the film. And then there's my personal website and the website of Foam Finger Nation as well. So all relevant stuff to sports fans for sure.
Okay, NFLroadtrip.com. We're going to have to go there. And again, please keep in touch with us. We'd love to have you on again upon the movie's release. Your name again for our listeners, Rhett Grammetbauer, filmmaker, 25,000 Miles to Glory. We want to thank you so much for sharing some of your insight with us and for making this movie and for helping us celebrate the Super Bowl.
Thank you guys so much. Enjoyed it.
Take care.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Wow. What a great experience that would be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Of course. These, and just a learning experience, too. There's so much insight. And so I'm sure we'll have so much more to talk to him about in the fall when the movie comes out.
I wish he would have sampled the food, though, more.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I love food, too.
Well, who can afford $9 hot dogs?
That's true.
Well, that's true. No, you're right about that.
Yeah. And now coming up after the break, we're going to talk about some of the Super Bowl commercials. I've seen a lot of them. But first of all, we're going to hear from this year's headliner of the halftime show, Coldplay, Viva La Vida.
Coldplay is the halftime people?
Yeah, Coldplay. Well, there's a few others as well, but Coldplay is the headliner for the halftime show.
The Rolling Stones? Or half of the Beatles?
And, of course, we have Channing Tatum as our halftime performer on Breakthrough Entertainment's Super Bowl special.
Your halftime performer?
Well, no. No dames. No dames.
I always thought the name of this band was Cold Sore.
Oh, close.
Oh, come on.
Well, that sounds contagious. When are you going to sing?
Come on.
Wait, no, when are we going to... No, I'm not singing. When are we going to review... what's it called?
During our halftime show.
Oh, halftime
show.
All right. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.